With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. A couple of years ago, one of novelist T. Karagason Boyle's pals handed him a newspaper clipping.
In the news article, an Asian man had jumped ship somewhere in the south of the United States, been at large for 6 weeks, and was then captured and deported. And when he was captured, he was a mass of pustules and, bleeding cuts and insect bites and so on. This is right up my alley, obviously, particularly the pus and the muck and the swamps.
So in his newest novel, East is East, T. Karagason Boyle makes his anti-hero a young Japanese seaman who jumps ship off the Georgia coast, where he is pursued relentlessly and hilariously by the law. The fugitive stumbles into a writer's colony whose participants seem strangely familiar.
We have Irving Thalamus, the great legend of Jewish American letters. We have Laura Grobian, the doyen of the haunted-eyed, pale wasp novelists from the coast, whose whole fame rests on the 191-page trilogy she'd written called San Francisco Light.
Boyle says a lot about the politics of writers' conferences.
Several reviewers have theorized, actually have accused me of taking pot shots at various existing writers, or bounty hunting, as one put it. But the fact is, I invented these writers and this colony, and have never been to one.
While East is East is a truly funny book, readers may be startled by its tragic ending. East is East by the gifted writer T. Karagason Boyle was published by Viking. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. T. Karagason Boyle, who won the Penn Faulkner Award for his novel World's End, sets his latest book in the state of Georgia.
I made a grueling research trip with three of my drunken bachelor buddies, and we stayed in the Homerville Motel in the dry county of Clinch.
Why Georgia?
I love the town of Savannah, and I love the Sea Islands off of Georgia where it was set, and of course, where the climactic scene takes place in the Okefenokee Swamp.
T. Karagason Boyle's novel East is East is the wacky tale of an AWOL Japanese seaman who is relentlessly chased by the law through the Okefenokee. Despite the upbeat tone of the novel, the story does not have a happy ending.
I like happy endings, too, but in my own...
I like grade B movies.
Yeah, me too, sure. I love the old movies from the 40s where everything is great. We don't have any AIDS. We don't have any homeless. We don't have Saddam Hussein. Everything works. Nothing's broken down. There's infinite supplies of everything we want. But unfortunately, I don't think you can view the world in those terms anymore.
East is East is about where one belongs and his or her place in society, as suggested in two epigraphs at the front of the book.
Those who wish to live horribly and die horribly are choosing a beautiful way of life. Now, I've always subscribed to that, haven't you, Don?
Let me think about that.
And the second one is from Joel Chandler Harris's Uncle Remus Tales. Bred and born in the Briar Patch, Brer Fox. Bred and born.
Viking published East is East by T. Karagason Boyle. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Beanpole thin, bearded, frizzy red hair, earring, T. Karagason Boyle makes an unlikely appearance for a college professor.
It's a grueling schedule. I go in 54 afternoons a year.
At the University of Southern California, where he teaches creative writing. But T. Karagason Boyle's primary job is that of an author, and his seventh book, East is East, was recently published by Viking.
I consider myself an artist. I work probably 4 or 5 hours a day, tapping that subconscious part of the mind which enables you to create a work.
In his early 40s, Boyle is a success as a writer by any standard, but...
I've had my share of rejections, too. In fact, when I began writing, they were so pretty, the rejection slips. They're in different colors, and they just look so interesting. I began to post them on the walls. I could probably paper the outside of this building.
Despite his hippie mod appearance, T. Karagason Boyle is old-fashioned in one respect. He writes on an aging typewriter.
Although now, in the room adjoining that, is a big, fine, fat, fancy new computer word processor, which I use often to rest my elbow on when I'm talking on the phone.
To sample the imagination of T. Karagason Boyle, read East is East is madcap novel of an AWOL Japanese sailor who was mindlessly pursued by the law through the Georgia swamps.
East is East was particularly fun for me to write. I can't say that about all of my books. I shot through this one in about 14 months, which is a record for me.
Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.